NASA is preparing to send an astronaut to the International Space Station later this month. Despite tensions between the United States and Russia, he'll head there aboard a Russian Soyuz rocket. For an update on the expedition and training, we now turn to the astronaut, Reid Weissman. Reid, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here. Great to talk to you.
So, Reid, you have gone from Baltimore to Russia now. How is your training going?
Training has been going great. We finished up our major final exams yesterday, the day before, and now it's time to just kick back and enjoy life a little bit. We have 19 days until launch.
And would it be safe to say that in the training with your Russian counterparts, none of the politics surrounding the world have intruded there?
That would be safe to say. We've got a great relationship, we've got a great job ahead of us, and we're all excited to get up to the International Space Station and get to work.
So what do you do in the next 19 days? You said that you rest, but what will you be doing?
Yeah, sure. So the next 6 days, I actually have the best schedule I've ever had in my life. It just says free time. And my wife and kids are coming into town. In fact, they should be here in about 15 minutes. And I really just want to be a dad and hang out with them and go for walks around the lake here in Star City. Just soak up every bit of sunshine and earth that I can before I head off. But then once that week is over, I have to go down to Baikonur to the Cosmodrome, and we prepare down there for our launch. So then we'll be back at work in a quarantine facility so that we don't take any illness to the space station with us. And we'll be looking at all of our ballistics data, our launch times, our rendezvous profiles, that sort of thing. So it'll be very complicated but extremely fun work.
And what are the facilities like there in Russia? I mean, do they have like a statue of Laika, the dog, and so on? And what's it like?
The place where I train at most of the time is Star City. It's about 30 kilometers to the east of Moscow. And I really have to say it's a beautiful, beautiful little town. It's tucked back in this huge birch forest. And there's only about 15 buildings here. So if you throw on your running shoes and you just head off into the forest, you could run for miles and miles and miles, and you're just in nature. It's really, really nice. Of course, in winter, you got to trade your running shoes in for skis. I've learned to cross-country ski over the last 2 years because, they get a lot of snow.
Sounds like my kind of place. I wanted to ask you if part of the training for this, besides the technology training that you need, is weight training, since a long time in the space station, one loses muscle mass.
Yeah, great question, and that's absolutely 100% true. Right when I got assigned to this mission, even before that, I started working with a fitness trainer who's trained in the zero-G kind of regime that we need. So really, to be specific, it's a lot of squats. I'd never done a squat before in my life. Now I love that exercise, but that's super important for our back strength, hip strength, leg strength. That's kind of the number one exercise. And then also we do many, many deadlifts, heel raises. We have to run on the treadmill. But now we're kind of tweaking it. The exercise program in space, we're tweaking a little bit. And we're looking more at less often but more intense workouts. So anytime I get on the treadmill, I already know I'm going to go to max heart rate at some time during that interval training. So none of it is easy, but it's absolutely required to keep our health up. And guys that are coming home today, guys and girls, are coming back in some ways in better shape than when they left the Earth. So I think we got a great program for physical fitness on board.
And just give us a few highlights of what you'll actually be doing aboard the International Space Station.
Well, my primary role is to be a scientist, and I am not a scientist. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to operating. We have over 160 experiments during my 6 months. So that's primary goal. And then secondary, of course, is if anything breaks, we've got to fix it. If the toilet breaks, I become a plumber. If something on the outside breaks, I become a spacewalker. So that's part of the 2.5 years of training, and we're ready to execute the mission, whatever it brings. The one thing we do know is that what is written on paper today is not what we will execute up there. The space station will throw us surprises, but we're ready for them.
And this is your first launch?
This is my first launch, first flight.
All right, well, good luck. Ron Weissman is a NASA flight engineer. We wish you the best of luck.
Thanks. See ya.